he often said exactly the wrong things, didn't he? It's the LifeSpring 1-Year Bible coming to you from Riverside, California, and podcasting since 2004. I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is Gospel Saturday, and our reading will be Acts 3 and 4. The website is lifespringmedia.com, and I'll have contact information at the end of the show. Before we read, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for your word, and we thank you for our time together here. We pray that you would bless us as we read and that you would teach us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, are you ready? Let's begin. Acts chapter 3. Now Peter and John were going up together to the temple complex at the hour of prayer at 3 in the afternoon. And a man who was lame from birth was carried there and placed every day at the temple gate called Beautiful, so he could beg from those entering the temple complex. When he saw Peter and John about to enter the temple complex, he asked for help. Peter, along with John, looked at him intently and said, "Look at us." So he turned to them, expecting to get something from them. But Peter said, "I don't have silver or gold, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, get up and walk." Then, taking him by the right hand, he raised him up, and at once his feet and ankles became strong. So he jumped up, stood, and started to walk, and he entered the temple complex with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. All the people saw him walking and praising God, and they recognized that he was the one who used to sit and beg at the beautiful gate of the temple complex. So they were filled with awe and astonishment at what had happened to him. While he was holding on to Peter and John, all the people, greatly amazed, ran toward them in what is called Solomon's Colonnade. When Peter saw this, he addressed the people, "Men of Israel, why are you amazed at this? Or why do you stare at us, as though we had made him walk by our own power or godliness? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and denied in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. But you denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked to have a murderer given to you. You killed the source of life, whom God raised from the dead. We are all witnesses of this. By faith in his name has made this man strong, whom you see and know. So the faith that comes through him has given him this perfect health in front of all of you. And now, brothers, I know that you did it in ignorance, just as your leaders also did. But what God predicted through the mouth of all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer, he has fulfilled in this way. Therefore, repent and turn back, so that your sins may be wiped out, that seasons of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus, who has been appointed for you as the Messiah. Heaven must welcome him until the times of the restoration of all things, which God spoke about by the mouth of his holy prophets from the beginning. Moses said, 'The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your brothers. You must listen to him in everything he will say to you. And everyone who will not listen to that prophet will be completely cut off from the people.' In addition, all the prophets who have spoken, from Samuel and those after him, have also announced these days. You are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with your ancestors, saying to Abraham, 'And all the families of the earth will be blessed through your offspring.' God raised up his servant and sent him first to you to bless you by turning each of you from your evil ways." Acts chapter 4. As they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to them, being greatly disturbed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in jail until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the message believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000. On the next day, their rulers and elders and scribes were gathered together in Jerusalem. And Annas the high priest was there, and Caiaphas and John and Alexander, all of whom were of high priestly descent. When they had placed them in the center, they began to inquire, "By what power or in what name have you done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we are on trial today for a benefit done to a sick man, as to how this man has been made well, Let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by this name this man stands here before you in good health. He is the stone which was rejected by you, the builders, but which became the chief cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. Now, as they observed the confidence of Peter and John, and understood that they were uneducated and untrained men, they were amazed, and began to recognize them as having been with Jesus. And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they had nothing to say in reply. But when they had ordered them to leave the council, they began to confer with one another, saying, "What shall we do with these men? For the fact that a noteworthy miracle has taken place through them is apparent to all who live in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But so that it will not spread any further among the people, let us warn them to speak no longer to any man in this name." And when they had summoned them, they commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to give heed to you rather than to God, you be the judge, for we cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard." When they had threatened them further, they let them go, finding no basis on which to punish them, on account of the people, because they were all glorifying God for what had happened. For the man was more than 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing had been performed. When they had been released, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. And when they had heard this, they lifted their voices to God with one accord and said, "O Lord, it is you who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the Holy Spirit, through the mouth of our father David your servant, said, 'Why did the Gentiles rage, and the peoples devise futile things? The kings of the earth took their stand, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For truly in this city there were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your purpose predestined to occur. And now, Lord, take note of their threats, and grant that your bondservants may speak your word with all confidence, while you extend your hand to heal, and signs and wonders take place through the name of your holy servant Jesus." And when they had prayed, the place where they had gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak the word of God with boldness. And the congregation of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and not one of them claimed that anything belonging to him was his own, but all things were common property to them. And with great power, the apostles were giving testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And abundant grace was upon them all, for there was not a needy person among them. For all who were owners of land or houses would sell them and bring the proceeds of the sales and lay them at the apostles' feet, and they would be distributed to each as they had need. Now Joseph, a Levite of Cyprian birth, who was also called Barnabas by the apostles, which translated means son of encouragement, and who owned a tract of land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. In chapter 4, after Peter and John were arrested for talking about Jesus after the lame beggar was healed, and they were standing before the religious leaders, they were asked, "By what power or in what name have you done this?" What does Scripture say happened? It says, "Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them." All right, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit. Do you remember how often Peter would put his foot in his mouth when he was with Jesus? Sure, he got a few things right, but he often said exactly the wrong things, didn't he? And now that he's filled with the Holy Spirit, God speaks just the right words through him. Earlier in this chapter, we're told that after he preached, the number of the men added to the church was now about 5,000. The day before, it was 3,000. So the Holy Spirit's filling has made him a powerful and convincing speaker, wouldn't you say? And what happened on the night that Jesus was crucified? Peter wouldn't even admit to knowing Jesus. He was afraid and perhaps even ashamed to acknowledge Jesus. And now, the words he speaks have brought about 5,000 men to believe in Jesus, and we don't even know how many more women there were. So many of us are afraid to stand up and speak the name of Jesus. And here in Acts chapter 4, Peter says to the religious leaders,
If we're on trial today for a benefit done to a sick man as to how this man has been made well, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by this name this man stands here before you in good health. He is the stone which was rejected by you, the builders, but which became the chief cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. Well, how's that for boldness? Now get this. It says in verse 13, "Now as they observed the confidence of Peter and John, and understood that they were uneducated and untrained men, they were amazed, and began to recognize them as having been with Jesus." Why did they recognize them as having been with Jesus? Because of the Holy Spirit's speaking through them. They spoke in the same way as Jesus did. But of course they did. God is one. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have the same message because they are one. The point to take away from this is that if you will let the Holy Spirit speak through you, you will have the right words to say. Words that are from God and words that will change the hearts of people. And beloved, we need this kind of filling of the Holy Spirit as much today as they needed him that day, because there are those who tell us, like the religious leaders told them, do not speak the name of Jesus. You know it's true, and it's only getting worse. If you're a believer, be ready to yield to the leading of the Holy Spirit. You'll be amazed at what he will do through you. Can you believe the change in Peter? When we allow the Holy Spirit to work through us, our lives can truly be changed. What are your thoughts? Do you have comments or questions? Contact information is at the end of the show. Tomorrow will be Epistle Sunday, and our reading will be Hebrews 8 through 10. $33.33 came in from Anonymous. This is a weekly donation from them, and they are our distinguished producer today. Thanks, Anonymous. God bless you. And we have an associate producer today. Michael Hainer came in with his weekly Striper donation of $7.77. Thank you, Michael. God bless you.
Bruce DeGray.
And LifeSpring Berean Brother Sean of
San Pedro
sent in a 10,000 sat boost. Thank you, Brother Sean. Drive safely. Today's moving day for Brother Sean and Sister Brittany and their little boy, little Howie. Been praying for you guys. Have a safe trip.
LifespringMedia.com/support.
Tomorrow is Sunday, and we'll be sharing praises and prayer requests, of course. You can remain anonymous if you want, so keep that in mind. Last couple of weeks, we've seen some wonderful answers to prayer here, haven't we? If you have a prayer request or a praise, or a comment or a question, I'd love to hear from you. The LifeSpring Family Hotline is +1-951-732-8511. Or for prayer requests and praise reports, you can go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com. Or for comments and questions, go to comment.lifespringmedia.com. Remember those boostergrams. They work great. And last, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Thanks to Sister Denise, Michael Hainer, Scott Snyder, Jason Pascal, and Sister Brittany for their donations of time and talent. Today's show art is by Jason Pascal. And thanks to today's distinguished producer, Anonymous, and associate producer, Michael Hainer, for their support of the show. And thanks for the boosts and streaming sats. Thanks for carving some time out of your day for me. I'll see you tomorrow, beloved. Until then, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.
LifeSpring Media, bringing the message of hope, love, and good news since 2004.